Happy holiday. Happy holiday.
Oh, Walter, this is the best second honeymoon I ever had. And better than two of my first honeymoons.
And it's not over yet, Mort.
The night is young and you're so...
Please, Walter, don't spoil it.
Just think, Mort, we got the rest of the night all to ourselves.
Nobody's home but you and me. Just you and me.
And me.
Mrs. Naugatuck, I thought you were next door helping Vivian out with her party.
The party's over.
It's only 11:30.
Another one of Vivian's dull affairs.
It was rather like one of those progressive parties. As the evening wore on, it got progressively duller.
Well, looks like our party's over, too.
Mrs. Naugatuck, I don't think we'll be needing you anymore this evening, so why don't you go out on the town?
What, at midnight in Tuckahoe? Oh, come on.
Tell me, Mrs. Naugatuck, is Carol back from the party, too?
No, she went with her date to get some coffee.
You see, some places are still open in Tuckahoe.
They had to go to Yonkers.
That's right, Walter. Yonkers swings like the pendulum do.
Mum, there's something I think you should know. Mum, you remember that punch bowl you loaned the Harmons?
Well, of course I do.
Well, it got chipped at the party.
Chipped? My priceless Waterford antique crystal punch bowl that's been in my family for generations. How chipped?
Well, Mum...
How chipped?
Well,
how chipped? How chipped?
Well,
Mum... How chipped?
Pretty chipped. I'm so sorry, Mum. Oh. You must feel dreadful.
I'm all right now. You know, Mrs. Naugatuck, when I was a little girl, I broke my mama doll, which used to go, Mama! Mama! One day I dropped it. The head broke into a million pieces. No more, Mama! Mama! I cried for 3 days and three nights, and when I was all cried out, my mother, who was very wise, took me and put me on her knee, and she said, Maud, you know, a doll is only a possession, and possessions are meaningless. And you know something? My mother was wrong.
Sure, how it happened.
You're not quite sure. You were there, weren't you?
Yes, I was right in the room. I almost saw.
You almost saw it?
Yes. All I remember is I heard voices, saw a scuffle, and then I heard a crash.
Sure. How is it possible to be in a room, hear voices, see a scuffle, hear a crash, and not know exactly how it happened?
Were you at the party, Mum?
Well, you know I wasn't.
Well, then I heard voices, saw a scuffle, heard a crash.
Mum!
Then I was
Maud, be calm. We can't remember, Maud. This is our second honeymoon.
Oh, no, shut up, you sex maniac.
Honey, all the king's horses and all the king's men can't put back your antique Waterford crystal punch bowl together again.
Oh, thank you, Walter. That's sweet. If my bowl wasn't broken, I'd throw up in it.
Thank the Lord for small mercies.
Come on, honey. Maud, look at me. Sweetheart, first thing tomorrow, we'll go out and get another one, I promise. And who knows, you may even like it better.
Oh, thank you, darling. Well, I'm sorry I threw that silly tantrum. I mean, this is our second honeymoon. Let's go upstairs. Good night, Mrs. Naugatuck.
Good night, Mrs. Naugatuck.
See you in the morning.
Hold on, I don't see why.
Why don't you just go on home there?
This is not the kind of a discussion.
Look, I don't care what you say, Arthur Harmon. I'm spending the
the night here.
I am the one who should be spending the night here after your shameful behavior.
Oh, pooey.
Now listen, Vivian.
Oh, poo! I told you 50 times nothing happened.
Good evening.
Shut up.
That's right, Walter. Be quiet. This really sounds juicy. Go ahead,
Vivian. Well, Arthur's an old fogey.
The wife is always the last to know.
You don't think Molly's going to let you stay here, do you, when she finds out that you broke her punch bowl?
Uh-huh!
I broke! You broke!
Uh-huh! It was your fault, and I can prove it. I have a witness. All right, go ahead, Mrs. Naugatuck. Tell them everything, all about my wife's shocking behavior and how the punch bowl got broken.
Well, I'm not quite sure how that happened.
Well, I am, and I'm going to tell it.
No, you are not, because you will tell it all wrong. I am going to tell
Vivian, it. I am going to tell the truth and nothing but the truth. And I'm going to tell it first. Now, Vivian spent the entire night acting shamelessly. All because of some moose of a hockey player that Carol brought to the party as her date. Now, there was some stupid argument going on about women in sports. But Vivian was so busy making cow eyes at the hockey player, she didn't even bother to say goodnight to the guests. It was positively embarrassing.
What about Billie Jean King or Chris Evert or Babe Diedrichsen?
Now, those are all exceptions to the rule.
Good night. Good night, all.
Oh, Doctor, would you mind very much if I asked you to see me to my door? I'm exhausted. I want to retire.
Of course. All the guests will be gone in a moment, and then it'll be my pleasure.
Oh, by the way, Doctor, it looks as if your wife is undressing that handsome hockey player with her eyes.
That's all right, Mrs. Naugatuck. Don't worry. She's not doing it with her hands. I'm sorry you have to leave so early.
Oh, buddy, we've really got to fly.
Can't you stay a little longer?
We really do. I mean, we really do have to fly.
Oh, good night.
Well, Carol, I'm just saying that women can't possibly compete with men in contact sports simply because of the male physical superiority.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You care to prove it? Prove it, prove it, prove it, prove it. I'll count to three. Ooh, one, two.
I don't believe this. It's like watching an X-rated Sesame Street.
I said, do you care to prove it? Ooh. There is one contact sport that women are as good at, if not better than men. And I don't mean tiddlywinks.
Wow.
Now, put me down. Slowly.
Oh.
Ooh. Vivian, this is too much.
Vivian, my sweet pet. If it's brute strength that appeals to you, get a load of these apples.
Oh, Arthur, really?
Vivian, this is really too much.
Oh, poo. Here, you great big hunk of man. Coming with me? You can help me scrape off my dirty dishes.
Arthur, are you just going to stand there and let him scrape off her Melmac? Oh, Arthur. Oh, poor, sweet, dear Arthur.
Thank you, Carol. I appreciate your support.
Oh, Doctor, I'm so sorry. But in my book, you're still king of the house. King Arthur. And if I were you, Your Majesty, I'd go right in there and stop the Queen before she becomes a Queen Mother.
Don't you want to kiss me?
Oh, yes, I want to kiss you, but what about your husband?
You can kiss him later. Don't waste time laughing.
Oh. Mrs. Naugatuck, I've got to do the manly thing.
Oh, please, Dr. Hartman.
Arthur, I'm being attacked, or vice versa.
Now, look, Arthur, it's all right.
You see here the hands of a surgeon. It would be tragic if they should be damaged. But what the heck? Sorry, Carol. I don't care. I don't care what happens!
Arthur, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Now look what you've done. Now then, Mrs. Naugatuck, is that or is that not the way it happened?
Exactly. It's the God's honest truth.
Oh, it is not. Mrs. Naugatuck, how can you agree with him when you know he's lying?
Me? Lie? Vivian, I'm a doctor.
Don't look at me. You all know my reputation for veracity.
And every time you tell the truth, you ruin your reputation.
Can't we sleep on it?
I know what you're thinking, Walter, and the answer is no. Now, Vivian, that bowl has been in my family for over 80 years. Now it is gone, thanks to you and that mad fling you had with that raunchy hockey player.
Oh, Maud, please listen to me. Do you want to know what really happened at the party? I mean, what really, 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 really?
What? Well, why else would I be sitting here when I could be upstairs having the time of Walter's life? Now, tell your story.
I'm going to tell you what really happened at the party.
I have just told her.
Yes, but you lied. I'm going to tell the truth. Now, Maud, I can't help it if men find me so attractive at these parties, particularly Carol's date. But it just drives Arthur insane with jealousy, and that makes him terribly nasty. Well, so there I was, trying to be a good hostess by conversing with our remaining guests, while Arthur was barking goodnight to those who were leaving.
What about Billie Jean King or Chris Evert?
Oh, well, what about Mae Dixon?
Isn't she cute? Don't you know those are exceptions to the rule?
Good night. Good night! And good riddance to bad rubbish.
Oh, Dr. Harmon.
What the hell do you want, Naugatuck?
Well, if you're going to have that attitude, you better just see me to my door. I'm pooped.
Well, then go on home.
Don't you shout at me. Why don't you shout at that rude man that's undressing your wife with his eyes?
I wouldn't give her the satisfaction. She's only trying to make me jealous.
Doctor, we've really got to fly.
Well, then fly, you old buzzard.
Good night.
Come on. Women can't possibly compete with men in a contact sport simply because of the male physical superiority.
Oh, yeah, prove it.
I thought you'd never ask.
I don't believe it. What is this, Jock and Jill?
I'd just like to see him try.
Okay.
Oh!
Hey, there is one contact sport that women are as good at, if not better, than men. And I don't mean tiddlywinks.
Bingo?
Ooh, now you're talking.
Oh, no! Put me down! Jim,
this is too much.
Well, if Vivian will allow that, get a load of these apples. Your apples must have put on weight.
Arthur! Here! Oh, you're not coming with me?
Sure.
I want to help you scrape off your plate.
Are you going to stand there and let him get away with that help you scrape off your plates, Jazz?
Ah, shut up, Carol. I get more support from my suppos.
And you claim to be king of the household. Well, if you won't save your queen from that puck chaser, I will.
Oh, no, you don't want to kiss me.
Oh, don't I?
Why are you laughing like that?
Buzz off, you old bag. I'm going to do the manly thing.
I think he beat you to it.
Arthur, I'm being attacked!
Or vice versa.
Now look, Arthur.
You see here, the hands of a surgeon. It would be tragic if they should be damaged. But what the hell? I don't care. I don't care. I don't care what happens.
Why are you crying, Arthur?
Now look what you've done.
And that's exactly the way it happened. Isn't it, Mrs. Naugatuck?
Exactly. That's the God's honest truth.
This is an outrage. Mrs. Naugatuck, she's lying and you know it.
Exactly. That's the God's honest truth.
I don't understand this. First you say you don't remember. Then you say Arthur is right. Now you say Vivian is right. How could that possibly be?
I'll tell it like it is.
Mrs. Naugatuck, you know what you're full of.
What?
Contradictions. Enough to cover our lawn.
Now, look, we're not getting anywhere, so why can't we all sleep on it?
Will you get your mind out of the gutter?
Tell us, Mrs. Naugatuck.
You stick to your story.
You tell us the truth.
But you are telling the truth. Oh.
Thank you.
Uh-oh. Ding, ding.
Oh.
Hello, Carol.
Well, I see you three cut-ups have finally sobered up.
Sobered up?
Well, there's no use of going on all night about this. It was just one of those things, right, Lamb Chop?
Right, right. Well, we just may as well go on.
If you'll excuse me, I'm very tired.
Hold it! The first one who moves has to take me on first.
Hey.
Not you, Walter. Now, no one is going to leave until I find out exactly who broke my punch bowl. Now, Carol, tell us, what did happen at Vivian's house tonight?
Oh, but we don't want to rehash.
Quiet! Carol?
Well, the hit of the evening for Arthur and Vivian and Mrs. Naugatuck was your punch bowl, or what was in it. Jim and I were discussing women in sports, and Arthur was saying goodnight to the guests. And believe me, our three little friends here were feeling no pain. What about Billie Jean King or Chris? Oh, Babe Diedrich.
Now, those are all exceptions to the rule.
Oh, Jim.
Nighty night, folksy.
I say, Artie, your wife's undressing that man with her eyes. So if you'll excuse me, yeah. I'll just go and get my bifocals and join her.
Oh, do you really have to go so early?
We have to.
Oh.
Arthur.
Huh?
You're Clyde.
What?
You're Clyde.
I'm telling you that women can't possibly compete with men in contact sports simply because of the male physical superiority.
I bet you're afraid to prove it, Curly Locks.
Curly Locks? I don't believe this. It's like watching a Looney Tune. Kaboom, kaboom, kaboom. That's all, folks. Let's go, Jim.
No. Wait a minute. Let him prove it. Oh, I double dog dare you.
Okay.
One sport that women are as good at, if not better than men, karate. It comes in very handy when you meet a chap in the dark alley. If he ignores you, you just do karate.
Okay, hockey jockey. Get all of these apples.
Ooh.
Okay. Apple pie to you too, fella.
Here, Jim. Oh. You want to come with me? We'll scrape off our... Well, come on, we'll find something to scrape.
At the rate she's going, Jim's gonna have to scrape her off of him.
Carol.
Oh!
Oh, thank you. I appreciate your support.
I think I'll go and see how Queen Vivian is getting on with King Kong.
Don't you want to kiss me?
Oh, come on now, Mrs. Armin, you're loaded. I'm not going to kiss you.
Oh. Oh, don't laugh at me. No.
Whoopee! Mrs. Naugatuck,
I've got to do the manly thing. Vivian!
Oh, stop worrying, Arthur. I'm not being attacked. Start worrying, Arthur. I think it was vice versa.
Now, look, Arthur.
You see here, the hands of a surgeon. It would be tragic if they should be damaged.
Now, Arthur, I think there's something...
It's okay, fella. It's okay. I don't care what happened. It's a party.
Truth. Every word of it. Right, Mrs. Naugatuck?
Well, I'm not quite sure.
Mrs. Naugatuck!
Now I'm sure!
I really don't understand you. You should all be ashamed of yourselves. Arthur lies because he thinks it's a crime for a man to be afraid. Vivian lies because she feels it's a disgrace for a woman to be rejected. And Mrs. Naugatuck lies because of a little strange quirk in her personality. She always lies.
And that's the God's honest truth.
Well, there's no use crying over my punch bowl. It's gone, and we might just as well forget about it. I forgive you.
Oh, I'm for that.
Oh, thank you, Maudie. You really are a great lady.
Oh, you're big, Maud, really big.
I prefer great.
Maud, I gotta hand it to you. You really are a terrific person, forgiving everyone.
Everyone but you.
Me?
It's all your fault. If it hadn't been for you and your lust, I wouldn't have spent the weekend locked up in that sleazy motel room on the outskirts of town. Right. I would have been over at Vivian's house, looking out for my priceless Waterford antique crystal punch bowl that has been in my family for generations.